Hey, it's Amy, the Queen Bee NYC, and I'm so happy that you are tuning in today. This is going to be pretty short and sweet. It is December 10th, and we are winding down 2015. Are you enjoying the last days of this year? We've got 3 weeks to go, only 3 weeks, but who's counting? I definitely am. And this is just a friendly reminder to stop and smell the roses. Or better yet, the pine, the spruce, or the fir. It's so easy, right, to get caught up in the hustle and bustles of the season. But I want to make sure that whatever you're doing energizes you and you actually enjoy it. It's time to get those priorities straight. It's just so easy to fall into the trap of doing all these things you think that you should be doing. From, you know, baking holiday treats and bringing them into the office when... Does anyone really care? Are you going to stress yourself out and stay up late when you have all this other stuff going on just to do that? I mean, if it's important to you and that's what gets you going, awesome, do it. But if it's stressing you out, cut it out and have no guilt about it. Who are you disappointing? You need to think about yourself and how you feel more than how everyone else feels. In terms of that respect, you know, save yourself at this time. And if you're trying to wrap gifts like you saw in freaking, what was the magazine that I just saw? HGTV, and the gifts that were wrapped in that magazine looked spectacular. And I thought, how am I presenting gifts this year? Should I wrap them up amazingly with all these different, you know, mixing patterns of bows and paper and tags and whatnot? And I'm like, you know what? No, it's going to stress me out. Maybe another year, but this year I have other things going on. So what I want to impart to you is while these things are great, everyone has their own priorities. And while those things sound awesome right now, I'd love to wrap the gifts. I love to bake a lot of stuff. It's probably not going to be feasible for me this year because I have different goals. So I want you to take a look at what you have going on. What's most important to you? And behind all of this, you've got to know your why. You need to know why you're doing these things. What is driving you? So think about the top three things you'd like to do by the end of the year and why. For me, my goals are to wrap up some of the new stuff I'll be presenting in the new year, which I'm really excited to tell you about, and then to simply relax and enjoy a couple weeks visiting my family in Germany. I really want to just fill up on love and laughter and pretzel rolls and currywurst. I'm not going to lie. I'm so excited. But, you know, the past 5 years, I think, I had a side business, pet sitting, cat sitting, and the holidays were jammed up. That was my high point of the year where I had so many cat clients I couldn't even keep track of. Well, of course I could keep track of. But my point is I was so busy and I was in the city for, you know, those 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's and I did not see my family and I didn't have holidays with them. So this is going to be a different year for me and I'm really, really looking forward to it. So I'm starting to visualize and I'm already, you know, smiling and getting really excited as I picture myself in my brother's kitchen baking cookies. I'm probably going to watch Frozen over and over and over with my niece, and she loves to dance, so I can just picture us like dancing and playing. We're going to have staring contests. I hear she's really good. So I usually have staring contests. With my dad, no one wins to him. We crack up in a half a second. My brothers, I can hold my own for a little bit, but I always seem to crack up first. But I'm really excited to do that. We're going to swap stories. I'm going to sip whiskey. We're going to play cards, maybe even a little Taboo. That is if anyone dares come up against me and my younger brother. We're kind of like that dream team where we're in the same mind. It's really kind of amazing how we are at that game. Anyway, I'm getting really excited thinking about it. So I want you to get excited about the end of your year, which is coming up soon. How do you want to close it out? What is important to you and why? Get clear and get going. With that said, I just want to let you know that it's time for me to wind down and take a break. The buzz is going to take a rest, and that's when it comes to new content. Until January, it's going to come back fresh, and it's going to go out on Mondays. I really want to go into 2016 ready for a kick-ass year and not burned out from the supposed holiday cheer. I want the same for you. I want you to be buzzing. I can't wait to, like I said, announce some things in 2016 that I think you're really going to enjoy and benefit from. So until then, be merry, be light, be happy, be buzzing, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.